Oh. Good afternoon. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. On behalf of First Congregational Church of Natick, United Church of Christ, I welcome you to this place as we join together by the power of the Spirit to ordain into Christian ministry our brother, known formally and referred to in many places throughout this service as William Lewis Ladd, but who will always be near and dear to us all as Bill. So what a fantastic day. It's so fantastic for us to be able to be the church together today, doing something that we do on occasion, but not every Sunday. Doing something that means we accept the power of the Holy Spirit in our midst, and we accept the fact that each of us is graced and gifted by God with talents and abilities and personalities and unique things about us that make it possible for us to be ministers of God in the world, each and every one of us, each and every one of you here. And we also believe that there are some that we would set apart for specific kinds of ministry, and that is, in fact, what we do today with Bill. And so I want to offer special thanks to all of you who have made special efforts to be here this day. So members of the clergy of Central Association churches and members of those churches, to conference staff and members of First Congregational Church of Saugus, United Church of Christ, which Bill pastors, who we can also thank for all the wonderful pumpkins that you see decorating this sanctuary. Welcome as well to mentors of or colleagues of Bill, notable guests as well from Bill's alma mater, Skidmore College, in case you didn't know. Including Skidmore President Mark Connor and his wife Barb, who are with us as well today. Also, welcome to Bill's fellow seminary students and friends and his family, of course, and, of course, members of this church who have walked with him through his discernment journey and so often been the recipients of his own brand of enthusiastic, warm welcome. You come from far away and from near at hand. You have known Bill for a short time, or have you known him for a long time? You've served with him on boards or committees. You've experienced his unique sense of humor. Undoubtedly, you have seen firsthand his generosity of spirit, and likely you have also witnessed his faithful love and welcome to all people, including each and every one of you. So now, as we welcome you here on this day of celebration, we also thank you for lending your own personal witness to the faithfulness and gifts and graces that Bill possesses, as together we enter into the rite of ordination, welcoming Bill himself into the apostolic ministry and affirming his calling to ordained ministry on behalf of Jesus Christ through the United Church of Christ. Welcome all.
Hello, everyone. My name is Miles. It's very, very nice to see you. Of course, sorry about that. If you would please all join me in the responsive call to worship. The coming of a new day calls us to anticipate God's dawn. The day of God's dawning is a morning star rising. God's brightness is too intense for our gaze. Come up to the mountain in God's presence. Wait for God to reveal divine intentions for us. We are eyewitnesses to God's majesty. We have sensed God's presence. Look up and do not be afraid. Jesus, whom you seek, is transfigured before you.
Let us come before God in prayer. Gracious and ever-loving God, we gather in this hour of joy, blessing, and promise, filled with a sense of the fullness of your Spirit that finds utterance in all things. The October blue sky and the bright colors of fall, in the crisp winds of winter coming, in the majesty of snow-covered mountains, in the hush of dawn and dusk, and in the countless acts of love and kindness proclaimed in those unseen offered by your children. And though your creation groans for a lost good, and your children cry out in the streets to protest the adoration offered to false gods fashioned from resentment and fear, even this gives voice to your longing for a world of mercy, justice, and peace. We give thanks that your love is undying and that though all seems fallen, all in the end will rise. We give thanks that you have filled us with your longing for a lost good, for in this our hope lies. We give thanks that there are those who take heart, rejoice, and rise in all times, who have minds and hearts that are filled with your desire and intent for a new creation. We ask your blessing on our gathering on this day of affirmation for yet another who you have called forth from the cloud of witnesses, William Lewis Ladd, to receive blessing for his intent and willingness to serve in ministry and offer spiritual leadership among us. Let our words and our prayers and our song be conduits of the tenderness, the steadfastness, the wisdom and courage he requires for the journey that lies before him. We offer this prayer, Lord, and all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved, and he who watches over you will not fall asleep. Behold, he who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, so that the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is he who shall keep you safe. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in, from this time forth, forevermore. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia, and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight. And honored, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Here ends the reading.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, Truly, I tell you, Whatever you did for one of the least of these, brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Here ends the reading.
It is a joy to be worshiping with you today. Bill, as you know, has been on an amazing faith journey. From the cold shores of Maine to the sun-kissed beaches of California, with the deserts of Arizona and many places in between, Bill has wrestled with God, talked with God, listened to God, and probably joked with God. I'm pretty sure of that. Bill has welcomed the least among us to eat together and to know that we are welcome. Like the questioning folks in Matthew who ask where they would encounter Jesus, Bill has wondered where Jesus is in his life too and asked what God was calling him to do. He has wondered how he can share God's love in the world, even as he was sharing it. Sharing it with all of his heart and mind and soul and strength. Sharing wherever he found himself. Bill has struggled to believe that he was loved and redeemed by God. As a gay man in what is still a heteronormative society, he heard mixed messages about his worth and still does. We all do sometimes. When he found an Episcopal church in Los Angeles that welcomed him, he knew he was not alone. He felt loved and redeemed. Bill served this church through the ministry of doing. The doing that keeps a church going, ushering, planning potlucks and concerts, welcoming newcomers, and he probably even countered the offering $1 at a time. Every time someone said help, I'm pretty sure Bill said, I'm here. Let's do this together. As he began to shift from a doer at church to a bringer of church, Bill volunteered as a chaplain at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. His ministry helped him believe that perhaps God was calling him to be ordained, and Bill headed back east. Yep. He ended up at Andover Newton Theological School in the MDiv program. Some of us are still in shock about that, perhaps even some of us who knew him at Andover Newton. We met when Bill was seeking a field education site and wanted to do ministry with the homeless. Once again, he had heard God calling him to be with the least among us. At home now in Natick, he found a church here at First Church, a church home. You are open and affirming. You welcomed and loved him from the very first time he stepped through the door. Reverend Vicki Guest mentored him as he studied theology and empowered him to put what he was learning into practice, both here and at Chaplains on the Way. That's in Waltham. These communities offered Bill a place to grow, change, claim, and celebrate how much God loves him, and to recognize how much he loves God. Visiting over a cup of coffee at McDonald's with a homeless vet, or with a church member in the hospital, Bill found ways to share God's love. He continues to weave church experiences and chaplaincy together in a tapestry of hope and inclusion. Watch out, Saugus. Here he comes. And you know him too at Skidmore. Bill is also a Just Peace player. With us, he brings his acting, directing, and producing skills into our ministry. He calls out for justice, sings songs for peace, and invites people to look deeply at one another and see the face of God, even when he's holding a puppet. and sometimes people applaud. It's been a joy to share part of this journey with you, Bill. I look forward to loving and laughing with you as we head on to new adventures in ministry in the United Church of Christ.
There you are. I could hear you. And God has heard you, and you have heard God. And it is from God that you will receive all the help in the universe that you will ever need. And it is from God that you have received the grace that has gotten you safe thus far. God will keep your going out, and God will keep your coming in from this time forth and forevermore, Bill. There's no doubt about that. You have come to show others who belongs to the kingdom of God. You call others kin, sisters, brothers, siblings in Christ. And you especially call those who don't recognize themselves yet as kin, as members of God's heavenly realm. You find kin as well as your kin has found you. And God will keep your going out, and God will keep your coming in, but God will also help you to help others to come out. Come out, come out from wherever you are, and show your true face to the living God, for you are loved just as you are. And you live that, Bill. You incarnate that. And it is for times such as these, in this moment, that you are being called to the ministry. You shall call upon the Lord, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and God will say, "Here I am." And today you say, "Here I am." Jesus said, "I was hungry. You gave me food, thank you," and a lot of it was cake, really good cake. "I was incredibly thirsty, and you gave me some amazing beverages. I was a stranger, and you said, 'Come on in, you belong here, God loves you.' I was naked, and you would take your own robe off and cover the other in humiliation while protecting their humility. Jesus said to you, 'I was sick, and you visited me.' You sure did. In McDonald's, in back alleys, in apartment buildings, and on the streets. I was in prison. Well, Bill, you have found people imprisoned in their own mind who have not yet found the freedom to come out wherever you are. So today I would like to add to this scripture, God may also say, because God is indeed still speaking, 'I was ridiculed and you welcomed me. I was mocked, and you told me I was good enough. I was rejected, and you said, 'Oh no, there is a place for you at God's table.' I was humiliated, and you lifted me up. I was an outcast because I sought not to hide my true self and my true sexual identity, which was gay or queer or bi or lesbian or trans or. And you, Pastor, soon to be Reverend Bill, called me kin. You invited me into God's realm. You saw my soul You see everyone as a soul in these kind of funky little costumes on Halloween. We're all in disguise right now, folks. Come out, oh beautiful souls, wherever you are, and let your light so shine that God will be recognized and given glory. Siblings in Christ, Bill, go out and minister indeed. Be sure to come back in and be fed and nurtured in the silence, in the quiet, with a spiritual director, with a psychotherapist, with whatever it takes to keep you centered and sane while serving the church. Remember to come in. And then shout from the pulpit, come out, wherever you are. God bless you and be with you. Amen.
It's a joy and privilege to be here this day. We come now to the time in the service where we seek to give back out of what we've so generously been given. But today we have a unique opportunity. We have an opportunity to step out into extravagant generosity and to give to the Scholarship Fund of the Central Massachusetts Association to students we may never know, whose names we may never know. We may never know what their ministries turn out to be, but this day we can step out in faith and in hope and in trust and give to them so that they can focus on pursuing their call to ministry and not be burdened with their finances. So I urge you now to give. Now, if you join me in the prayer of dedication found in your bulletins. Loving Creator, we come to you with full hearts of love and gratitude for all the gifts that you have bestowed upon us in our lives. Take what was born from you and use it to do your work in the world. Take us and use as you will, so that countless souls will come to know you and be touched and changed by your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, Grace and peace to you from God, who was and is to come, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness and the sovereign of the ruler of earth. The Central Massachusetts Association of the Southern New England Conference of the United Church of Christ greets you in the name of Jesus Christ, the head of the church.
God.
So I have had the privilege as an adjunct faculty member at Andover Newton to teach the history and theology and polity of the United Church of Christ. And some of you have been my students, and I'm glad you're all here this day, those of you who are. But I did want to say that what a unique privilege it is for me today to have been so many years ago, Bill, your instructor for UCC Polity. And to meet you in that moment when you were asking just the questions that we hoped that every candidate for ministry, every student at Andover Newton, every student anywhere who's on a discernment path would be asking. But the thing that was unique about you, Bill, is that you actually asked the questions. And I so appreciate that, knowing how you've put into practice the many answers that you've discerned over your discernment journey. So again, thank you for the honor of being here today, and what a privilege to be with you as pastor and to soon be with you as colleague. So First Congregational Church of Natick, United Church of Christ, after carefully considering the call to ordain ministry of William Lewis Ladd, respectfully requests that the Central Massachusetts Association ordain Bill to the ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ, consistent with Scripture and with the traditions of the Church Universal, and according to the faith and order of the United Church of Christ.
And now the Central Massachusetts Association of Southern New England United Church of Christ has reviewed the request of First Congregational Church of Natick, United Church of Christ, and we have prayerfully examined Bill concerning his fitness for ministry in Christ Church, and we are pleased on behalf of the United Church of Christ to authorize the ordination of Bill into the Christian ministry.
And it's my pleasure as representing the association with Elaine to review the constitution and bylaws of the UCC. If you need a little rest, take it now. Think of this as the crazy glue that holds it all together in some ways. The United Church of Christ acknowledges as the sole head Jesus Christ, Son of God and Savior. It acknowledges as kindred in Christ all who share in this confession. It looks to the word of God in the scriptures and to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit to prosper its creative and redemptive work in the world. It claims as its own the faith of the historic church expressed in ancient creeds and reclaimed in the basic insights of the Protestant reformers. It affirms the responsibility of the church in each generation to make this faith its own in reality of worship, in honesty of thought and expression, and in purity of heart before God. In accordance with the teachings of Jesus and the practice prevailing among evangelical Christians, it recognizes two sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion. The United Church of Christ recognizes that God calls the whole church and every member to participate in and extend the ministry of Jesus Christ by witnessing to the gospel in church and society. The United Church of Christ seeks to undergird the ministry of its members by nurturing the faith calling forth gifts and equipping members for Christian service.
I hope you didn't think we were going to read the Constitution and bylaws. Or better yet, review them. Ordination, this thing that we are about just now, is the rite whereby the United Church of Christ, through an association, in cooperation with the individual and with a local congregation of the United Church of Christ, recognizes and authorizes that member whom God has called to ordained ministry, and sets that person apart by prayer and the laying on of hands. And by this rite, ordained ministerial standing is conferred and authorization given to perform the duties and exercise the prerogatives of ordained ministry in the United Church of Christ.
Bill, as today you come to answer the call of God and your church and to lead people in their discipleship, worship, and mission as the living body of Christ, consider well the nature and significance of ordained ministry. The first ministers were apostles sent out by Jesus Christ. Through the centuries, the body of Christ has continued to recognize and bless leaders, asking them to take vows of ordination, and that their leadership in and on behalf of the community might accompany authority with service. Ordination, therefore, is a most solemn and joyful ancient rite, conferring the responsibility and accountability of leadership to serve the church, to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, to administer the sacraments, to pray with and for the people, and to nurture and instruct and counsel and guide.
Ordained ministers are to live lives worthy of their calling, working in unity with all Christians, witnessing to the unity of the church, cooperating with colleagues in ministry throughout the United Church of Christ and with the Ecumenical Church. Ordained ministers are to conduct themselves that their lives may be shaped by Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit, and that they may continually renew the gift of God that is in them to make known to all people the gospel of the grace of God.
Hear these words now from the prophet Isaiah. I heard the voice of the Holy One saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am. Send me." How wonderful it is to see a messenger coming across the mountains bringing good news, the news of peace. The Spirit of God is upon us because the Holy One has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and freedom to all who are bound. Now, William Lewis Ladd, we're finally here. Servant of God, we invite you now to come forward as a sign of your consent to receive ordination into Christian ministry. Bill, before God and this congregation, we ask you, are you persuaded that God has called you to be an ordained minister of the Church of Jesus Christ? And are you ready with the help of God to enter this ministry and to serve it faithfully?
I am.
Bill, do you, with the church throughout the world, hear the word of God in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments? And do you accept the word of God as the rule of Christian faith and practice?
I do.
Bill, do you promise to be diligent in your private prayers and in reading the scriptures, as well as in the public duties of your office?
I do, with God's grace.
And Bill, will you be zealous in maintaining both the truth of the gospel and the peace of the church, speaking the truth in love and justice?
I will, with God's grace.
Bill, will you be faithful in preaching and teaching the gospel, in administering the sacraments and rites of the church, and in exercising pastoral care and leadership?
I will, with God's grace.
Bill, will you hold sacred all confidences shared with you?
I will and do, with God's grace.
Bill, will you seek to regard all people with equal love and concern, and undertake to minister impartially to the needs of all?
I will, with God's grace.
Bill, do you accept the faith and order of the United Church of Christ? And will you, as an ordained minister in this communion, ecumenically reach out towards all who are in Christ and show Christian love to people of other faiths and people of no faiths?
I do and will, with God's grace.
Members of the Association, will you support William Lewis Ladd in the ministry of Christ? If so, answer, we will.
We will.
We will. We will.
You have heard the promises Bill has made. What is your will? Your response is, by the grace of God, he is worthy. Let us ordain Bill. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Try it if you can remember it. If not,
by the grace of God, he is worthy. Let us ordain Bill. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Now, the laying on of hands is a symbolic act whereby the church in every age recognizes God's call to ministry in the lives of faithful people and asks the Holy Spirit to confer on them gifts for ordained ministry. In pre-COVID times, we would all huddle around Bill and be shoulder to shoulder and hand to heart. In this time, we are going to ask Bill to stand in the center. Clergy are invited to come forward and at a distance surround him. And then I invite those of you in the congregation to set your hands out like this. We know that nothing can separate us from the love of God we know in Jesus Christ, not COVID, not social distancing, not masks. And I invite you to join me in a spirit of prayer. Eternal God, in wisdom you govern all things. And from the beginning, you have chosen faithful people to serve you in ministry and to build up the body of Christ. Now bless and sanctify by your Holy Spirit your servant, Bill, whom we, in your name and in obedience to your will, by prayer and with these hands in touch and raised in love, ordain to the ministry of the church, committing him to the authority to preach your word, administer the sacraments, and exercise the responsibilities of pastor and teacher. Bestow on Bill the power of your Holy Spirit, confirming what we do this day. Let the same mind be in him that was also in Christ Jesus. Enable him to nourish your people in the faith of the gospel. Fill his speech with truth and his life with integrity. Increase the faith of Bill in you. Strengthen him in the day of trouble. Prosper his words and works, that your name may be glorified, your truth exalted, your people praising you, knowing fullness and love and wholeness. Through Jesus Christ, our Sovereign and our Savior, let the people together say, Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the head of the church, and by the authority of the Central Massachusetts Association of the United Church of Christ, I declare you William Lewis Ladd, ordained into the Christian ministry. Thanks be to God.
To present to you your certificate of ordination.
Oh, yes.
Church of Christ, I bestow upon you our stoles, made with love, given in love, may you serve in love. Amen.
I love
you. On behalf of the Just Peace Players, through whom Bill is such an integral part, we present to you this gift. It's also a stole, and we hope you'll put it on and feel us hugging you as you go about your ministry, God's ministry, every day.
Oh, snap. Hands.
Pass the paper. One of our members made this for you, Bill, and it's filled with our love.
On behalf of the First Congregational Church of Natick,
On behalf of the First Congregational Church of Natick, we also wanted something a little unique because we all know that Bill is the definition of uniqueness. And we had something uniquely made specifically for him that once Bill and I have served back and forth as chairs of the welcome team here at First Church for years. I was chair for a while, he was chair for a while, he gave it back to me, you know, so on and so forth. So I've gotten to know Bill really well, but one day we're out front and we're working on something, and he looks up at the rose window and made some comment about the rose window. So in thinking about that, I wanted to make sure that no matter where you go in ministry or what you do, that you will carry a little bit of First Church with you. So this, whoops, I'm doing it backwards. So this, is a little bit of maybe.
The age of miracles has not passed.
Let us sing in our hearts to I, the Lord of sea and sky.
Dwell in deepest sin, my hand will save. will break their hearts of stone. Give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you
I have had the privilege many times over the years to share a charge at an ordination. And it is a precious moment after sharing so much of the journey with the students who have made that arduous process through to come to this moment. But you know, the word charge has just never sat very well with me. It feels militaristic or electrical. You know, it brings to mind the charge of the Light Brigade or that elusive search that we all have for hunting for our cell phone charger. It just doesn't feel quite right. And so today, instead of a list of instructions, I wanted to bring a gift, a parable, about two brothers who farmed a field together for many years, and they shared equally at the harvest time. They divided the harvest right down the middle between them. The older brother lived alone. The younger brother had a large family. And over the years, the older brother became very troubled because it did not seem fair to divide the harvest right down the middle with his younger brother when he lived alone and had only one mouth to feed, and his brother had so many. And so he decided that every night he would take a sack of grain from his granary and he would carry it to his brother's barn. But every morning when he went out to the barn, the amount of grain remained the same. Because at the same time that the older brother was worrying, the younger was worried too about his older brother and how it did not seem fair to divide the harvest right down the middle when he would have a family to care for him when he grew old, but his brother would be alone. And so he decided
that every night he would take a sack of grain from his granary and carry it and leave it in his brother's barn. And this went on for many, many nights. Each night, each morning, the brothers discovering that they had the same amount of grain and they couldn't quite understand why. Until one night, they met each other in the middle of the field, each one carrying his sack of grain. And they recognized what each was doing for the other. And they put down their burden. And they embraced. And when God saw that embrace, God said, "This is holy ground." And God chose that spot, the old legend says, to be the place where Solomon built the first temple. Now, Bill, like the brothers, is a giver. Bill has such generosity of time and talent and treasure. He is so generous of his heart and his spirit, and this call, which he has just accepted, will require all those gifts of him and much more. And I have no doubt that Bill will bring great blessings to many, many lives over the years of his ministry. I have no doubt. But the story only works when the giver is also the receiver. And so I bring this parable in lieu of charge. I bring it so that perhaps on a day when he needs it, Bill will remember these brothers. And Bill will remember to look up and put his burden down and see all of those gifts that God is flooding into his life each and every day in so many, many different ways. And when he looks up and sees that, those gifts that God is longing for him to notice, that whenever, wherever he serves, however that happens, that Bill will notice and know that he is standing on holy ground.
Fifty years ago, I knew exactly what I was going to say at a moment like this. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Two weeks ago, Mark Connor was inaugurated as Skidmore's 8th president. And unwisely, they put me in the front row. Yeah, I know, I felt the same way. He gave an amazing speech, but this one line just hit me over the head and it went, "That's traveling with me in 2 weeks." With gratitude, there is humility. And I hope and I pray that those companions follow me and walk with me. All the days of my life. As we leave this place, live fully, love freely, forgive generously, and pray daily. And when you have done all this, put your lives in the hands of the most loving, gracious, and merciful God. This service is now ended.
but our service has just begun. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, a happy day.
Happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Happy day.
When Jesus wore.
Jesus
wore. Oh, when he wore.
Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore. Happy day.
Happy day.
Oh.